The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, March the 6th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. A former Trump aide vows to defy a Mueller grand jury subpoena. Also on today's rundown, Florida remains ground zero in the nation's combined debate about school safety and gun control. And a look at why governors are sending out proclamations declaring this school breakfast week. Now, our top story, Sam Nunberg, who helped launch Donald Trump's presidential campaign, said Monday he would refuse to comply with a grand jury subpoena, but then backed down a few hours later. The BBC reports Nunberg thinks the investigators believe they have something on Donald Trump. In an interview on MSNBC, Nunberg said, "I think it would be really, really funny if they wanted to arrest me because I don't want to spend 80 hours going over emails." For her part, White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders responded by saying, "I'm not going to weigh in on somebody that doesn't work at the White House." And as negotiations play out in the final week of the legislative session, the Florida Senate has adopted a last-minute amendment to its school safety bill designed to appease the governor there, Rick Scott, and other critics. But our Tramell Gomes reports some Democrats and gun control advocates remain opposed.
Under the amendment proposed by Senator Rene Garcia, a Miami Republican, classroom teachers would not be armed if a school district decides to participate in the so-called school marshal program, established in response to the mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Standing outside the chamber as debate continued around Senate Bill 7026, Patricia Brigham with the Florida Coalition to Prevent Gun Violence says her group maintains the solution to gun violence is not more guns.
This bill does not address the real issue, which is the need for serious, responsible gun reform.
The amendment was approved on a voice vote. The entire bill, if approved, will next move to the House, where leaders there hope to approve it in time for it to reach the governor's desk before the session ends on Friday.
The proposal developed by conservative Republicans would also inject $400 million into mental health and school safety programs, as well as ban the purchase and possession of bump stocks. Arkansas officials say they will soon begin requiring most Medicaid recipients to work. But Mark Richardson reports advocacy groups say it's just another burden on people whose lives are already difficult.
Governor Asa Hutchinson announced the approval Monday of a federal waiver allowing Arkansas to implement the work requirement on participants in the state's Arkansas Works program. But Marquita Little with Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families says the work requirement is a costly and punitive political move designed to kick people who need health care out of the program.
I think that it really does feed into many of the stereotypes that people who are in poverty are there by choice. And so if it is probably a much more encouraging and effective approach to just offer people that assistance they need.
Arkansas is the third state to be granted the waiver, but Hutchinson says it will likely be the first to implement the regulation starting on June 1st. It would apply to the 285,000 enrollees in the Arkansas Works program. The waiver does not, however, approve a requested provision to lower the eligibility to 100% of the federal poverty level from the current 138% level.
And residents of Washington State are getting net neutrality back with the nation's first state law preventing internet service providers from blocking and slowing down content online. The New York Times reports a new law signed by Governor Jay Inslee is the most sweeping state action so far against federal rules that strip away regulations on how high-speed internet providers handle digital data. And a landmark series of hearings continue all this week in California, looking at claims that the most common pesticide in the world, Roundup, is linked to cancer.
A federal judge in San Francisco won't decide if that's true. Rather, he'll rule on whether the plaintiffs in a mega suit against Monsanto, the maker of Roundup, can present that claim if the case goes to trial. Angel Garcia is a community organizer in the farmworker communities of Tulare County with a group called the Coalition Advocating for Pesticide Safety.
It is my hope that health and community well-being is prioritized and protected. It's not surprising to see a company like Monsanto leveraging what money and influence it has to discredit scientists who are willing to go on record and be on the side of the people.
In 2015, the International Agency for Research on Cancer, which is part of the World Health Organization, classified glyphosate, the main ingredient in Roundup, as a probable human carcinogen. But Monsanto says hundreds of studies have determined the product to be safe. I'm Suzanne Potter.
And finally, Eric Tegetthoff provides an Idaho perspective on the national celebration of the importance of breakfast for students.
President of the Idaho State Board of Education, Dr. Linda Clark, is reading Governor Butch Otter's proclamation for Idaho School Breakfast Week at Capitol High School this morning. Capitol High School Principal Sandy Winters says students' ability to learn improves dramatically when they have eaten breakfast.
It's also really important that the public knows that schools just don't feed students' minds, but they feed their bellies so that their minds can learn at the highest rate that they possibly can.
In his proclamation, Otter credits the importance of school breakfast for defending kids against hunger and obesity. He also says there are 25,000 Idaho farms ready to work with schools to feed children and support the state's economy.
Idaho is one of 10 states in the Partners for Breakfast for the Classroom. That's a program that provides funding to schools that want to implement alternative breakfast models. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.